minutes after the hour. Oh, yesterday morning I got a call from our friend and our brother. Told him as soon as we get to be big time, we're just going to put him on the payroll. Let him just be our eyes and our ears. Because Brother Ali is just that, our eyes and our ears in Ferguson. He's introduced us to people that normally don't make the news. And he's allowed us to be a part of what he's doing. And I am absolutely grateful to him, because without the eyes and the ears in the community, we would not know what's happening. And by the way, you can do the same thing Ali did. If you see and you witness something going on in your community, call the number for us in the studio anytime after 10 o'clock. That's 1-855-TELL-BEV, 1-855-TELL-BEV. Join me as we welcome Brother Ali. Hi, Ali.
Hey, how you doing? How's it going?
I'm doing great. And again, I want to thank you publicly, because you are really a part of our family, and we appreciate it. You know, Brooke and I are here 7 days a week. And what was that song? All Night Long, All Night Long. That's exactly what we're here. And we appreciate you helping us out. You called me to tell me a story about what was going on. First of all, give us an overview, and then you introduce us to the two men. Both of them, by the way, folks, are named David. Both Daves are here to talk about what happened. So take us through the story. It's your turn to be a reporter now.
Well, as you know, well, I let your listeners know last week, there was a major march this in Carson. And there was a major county. That's where Bob McCullough's no good for nothing district attorney. And then you have, there was also a major march on that Saturday following CNN. Nobody put it on the air. And just so happened, it wasn't really scheduled a march for Sunday, but as brother, I got two Davids on the line. Brother David Witt, he's the, and before we get off the phone, he'll let you know the websites, etc. And then we also have another brother on, David Royal, who's the president of, remember Queen we had on a few weeks ago?
Yes.
Who's also part of the, help me out, Dave. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Center of Hope and Peace. So these are active community activists. These brothers are on the front lines, getting their lives threatened by Ferguson police officers. Not 1 minute is ever safe for these brothers. Brother, try to go get gas. You know, you have the gas station because the Quick Trip has been burned out. So when Brother Dave went to get some gas, Brother David Roy, by an angry white man, and that's brothers front runners. Witt is a front runner. Cop watch.
But let's start.
Go ahead and let these brothers
start, Ali, with David. I'm going to call him David Royal number two. I met David. He began to explain to me what happened and agreed to be there. And I want to thank him. He was kind and considerate and respectful, and I really appreciated him calling. So, David, thank you tonight, so we can find out, because you've disappeared. You, meaning Ferguson, you've disappeared. Target of the white police in that area on mainstream media. And no one really knows what's going on. So, David, number one, if you can, before we began last weekend, what is going on in Ferguson right now with the police?
What I'm going to do, if it's all right with you, I'm going to let who we're going to call David number two take that part of it, and then we'll come back to the incident, because David,
I like that. Good enough. All right, so David Royal with the Center for Hope and Peace. Tell us, okay, give us an overview of what's going on.
Anyway, okay, straight now. I'm David Witt, and David Royal was the one you spoke with yesterday. Anyway, this is David Witt. I'm just going to briefly talk about what's going on with the police out here in Ferguson, Missouri, okay? And really count what we're with this as well, so they're not innocent by no stretch. Basically, okay, since changed their tactics in Ferguson specifically, okay, and it has a lot to deal with the fact that we the people in the community are now armed. Well, I've given out, well, not me myself, but the Canfield Watchmen organization and movement. It's not an organization. It's really I'm rumbling around. But we've given out 210 body cameras, okay? And we posted on Facebook and social media, you know, so we wanted the police to know that eyes are going to be on the street and we're going to watch the police and we're going to hold them accountable. On top of recording and filming the police community on what their rights are, you know, knowing your rights when you witness somebody being stopped, because too many times the rights get violated. Now, the police have changed their tactics, so they're not, you know, harassing like they used to, but in other areas, they're still doing the same thing. So this message really, we're trying to duplicate, if you want to say, duplicate what we've been doing in other areas, so that all of these police, you know, all over Missouri and nationwide are checked, you know, to a degree. It's almost like that visual deterrent. Excuse me. Go ahead.
When Hello? You look at the district attorney, the prosecuting attorney, I'm interested in knowing what the relationship is with he and the black community, because he is one who outspokenly said, they killed my father, and I'm not going to let any of them go free, and I'm paraphrasing. What about him? Is he still working? Why didn't he get asked to resign? Because he had a bias. He should have recused himself.
Well, that's true. There are people on the ground, okay, that are still working towards getting all of those people from those positions removed. You know, as you know, with politics, you know, a lot of these folks out here in this area in particular, they have a whole lot of influence, you know, so it's very hard to get a lot of these people. I mean, you just got to think back before this Mike Brown incident, okay? These folks have been in power out here in this area for however long. I've only been in Missouri for 3 years. I'm actually from Washington, D.C., so a lot of stuff is a little bit different. But I've been out here for 3 years, and I noticed the level of harassment and the targeting of black people in Missouri on a level that I haven't seen. And I worked in Texas, and I've also lived in Texas and Arizona, and those are considerably, like, pretty racist states. But in Missouri, oh, my goodness, it just took it to a whole nother level. So, you know, they try to, you know, to, like, at this stage in the game, to still be questioning why these folks are still in office, it shouldn't be hard to understand. You know, it's this whole system that needs to be taken down. You know, all of these people that are in power, including a lot of these black folks. I mean, I'm not just going to specifically say it's a lot of white folks. There's a lot of black folks that's in politics right now, okay, that are still, you know, not answering those, not asking those tough questions, and not holding these people accountable for them to do their job right in our community. They're allowing this stuff to go on. So, you know, when you say why is the attorney general still in position and in power, then we have to talk about those people that are above him. And, you know, and like you said, when somebody comes out and makes a statement like that, like we know that this guy clearly has it out for a specific color people because of what happened to his father. You understand? So, you know, that right there is just a glimpse into the mentality of the people that are in power, okay?
David, wait, I'm getting confused with the two Davids now. Is one, who's one?
David Witt, which is David One, is the one that just got done speaking.
Perfect. I got it right.
He is the cop watch David.
Okay. This is what I want to know.
Go ahead.
I want to know from both of you. David Wood said something that I thought was very interesting. He said, when you look at the politics, so you have to help me understand why in the last election, where black people's numbers in Ferguson are over and surrounding areas are over 60%, why didn't you all kick their behinds out of office with the vote? But when we looked at, and we did, the amount of people that voted, I was talking to Dick Gregory about it when I was in D.C. a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the real deal, the thing that we have to do is we have to get people out to vote. I want to take a break, and when we come back, you need to help Miss Bev understand why black folks didn't crowd into those polls and kick the racists out. We had the power. We had the view. We had the sympathy, empathy. We had the truth. We should have used it. We'll be back.